News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The core model used to fund childcare services is no longer sustainable and urgent reform is needed. That's what has been told to an Oireachtas committee. With us is Karen Clints, who is founder and CEO of Tigers Healthcare. Karen, give us a sense of the kind of challenges you and the sector are facing.
I suppose the major challenge we have is around recruiting colleagues and keeping them within the sector. At the moment, I suppose we move towards a much more graduate-led workforce over the last 5 or 6 years. And as those people have come in, wages and conditions haven't risen at the pace they need to be able to retain people within the sector. And so I suppose what you see on the ground is the biggest problem for parents is affordability and accessibility. We have a government running the affordability gauntlet and trying to reduce the cost of childcare, but there's no point in doing that if they can't access places. So we run 34 services across the country. We have capacity in every single one of those services, but we can't hire. Not only can we not hire, we can't keep the rooms that we have open.
As in physically, you have the building space to put more kids in if you could get the staff.
Yeah, if we had the colleagues. And I suppose we all came into core funding on a different fee base. So you were locked into core funding at the fee base that you had in 2019 pre-COVID. And many of us had different fee bases. So my fee base is not particularly expensive. So in certain areas, particularly in Kildare, my fee base is so low that people around me are €400 or €500 per child per month more expensive. So you can imagine they can compete on wages much better than I can.
And can you request parental top-ups or anything like that?
No, absolutely nothing if you're locked into core funding. So I have one particular service in Kilbride where the fees are so low that parents of three-year-olds are paying €320 per calendar month. So really, really low fees. But we have closed in the last 6 months on 40 occasions, whether it's a classroom closed or the service closed completely. So,
but does that mean then that there are parents who might be able to pay more who would take places if they were allowed to pay more?
Absolutely, yeah. So those parents in particular are asking, should I stay in core funding? Because actually they would prefer to pay more money so that I would pass it to my colleagues. And we'd have a more stable workforce. So we are a sector on our knees, to be honest, at the moment. We rely on joint labour committees to set wages within the sector. It's a very slow and tedious process. We have no long-term trajectory for colleagues. That's why they leave. So they come out of university, they spent 4 years training up to be the best that they can within the sector. But they don't stay because they can't plan a future.
And can I ask, does the model necessitate that? Where you talked about the greater level of graduates within the sector, is it possible to do it where you have one or two graduates running the facility and then you have a number of people who are doing it as either a part-time or a short-term job and will do something else as they get older?
No, everyone is qualified, so you can't work in the sector without being qualified. So the entry level is level 5. However, most people are level 6 or above. And actually, we have a workforce development plan that's pushing us in the direction of 50% of our colleagues having degrees by 2028. So me as a professional, that's what I'm pushing towards. I use the workforce model to be able to plan out. So we have pedagogical leadership within our services. We have, family liaison people. We have all of this fluff around core funding only. It only supports the core element of people within. So it only supports what we are regulatory required to have within classroom spaces. But that's not the operation model.
Now, how frustrating is this for you and for other operators? Because we have now for several years had a duality where we have been told that we have a crisis in childcare. And at the same time, the government has been setting vast aspirations about reducing the cost almost to nothing, which seem utterly unattainable. What's that like as a system to work in?
It's incredibly frustrating. I mean, I've worked with government in 23 years in the sector and I've always worked with government, and actually the policy direction I completely believe in. The affordable childcare scheme has for the first time allowed all children to access childcare, which is wonderful. Core funding, taking funding that is directly ring-fenced for pay within the sector, an incredibly good thing. I want my colleagues to be paid well. However, the direction of travel and the funding amount is way too low to get to the aspiration that the government want to get to. We spend between 0.2 and 0.3% of our GDP on early years, when actually the average in OECD country is 1%. And we keep talking about running towards that. And we, at the moment, we have a government looking at a 4-year plan to get there. 4 years is too slow. The sector will be gone in 4 years. Or else what we will see is a return to people pulling out of core funding, fees having to hugely, increase to be able to get to where we are. And we're back to the beginning. We need a government that is actually looking at, I suppose, having a plan for our colleagues by next year. We can't wait any longer than that.
Karen, thank you very much. That is Karen Clintz, who is founder and CEO of Tigers Healthcare. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.